talking about this week. It's National Wildlife Week, so let's talk about an opportunity for we of all ages to reconnect with wildlife, enjoy the great outdoors, and, well, the state of Michigan, aren't we lucky? So let's turn to you on behalf of this conversation and the role you play with the National Wildlife Federation, David Mizajewski. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Appreciate you and appreciate wildlife. First of all, tell us about the Federation.
Sure. We are one of the oldest and largest wildlife conservation organizations here in the U.S., and we do focus largely on North America. That kind of sets us apart from a lot of other conservation groups. So we are America's conservation organization, and we've been around since 1936, and we work in a whole wide variety of ways to really protect wildlife, restore its habitat, and get people reconnected to nature. And that's what National Wildlife Week, which is something we've been doing for decades, is all about, and it kicks off today.
Wonderful. Have we been out and about maybe trying to explore and see more wildlife within the last year because it's been an outdoor activity?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's, you know, while we've been trying to practice good social distancing and physical distancing during the pandemic, you know, a lot of people have found time in nature to be actually really therapeutic and soothing, as long as, again, you keep that social distance, wear your mask, which we still need to do. And we really have seen an uptick in interest in things like our Garden for Wildlife program, this idea of, you know, planting a garden that supports birds and butterflies so that you can see and enjoy them, you know, while so many of us are still to this day kind of, you know, centered around our homes. We're not going into the office and things like that. You know, your yard and your neighborhood can be a really fantastic place to connect to nature and observe wildlife. And that's one of the things we're hoping people will kind of think about and focus on during National Wildlife Week.
So let's get into some action items. As I mentioned, an opportunity to reconnect with wildlife. Our own John Ball Zoo certainly has opened and has a lot of natural habitat areas to explore. But you want us to get outside, including the kids.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, kids, of course, are, I think we probably all know that they're spending a lot less time outdoors than previous generations. And one of the big goals of the National Wildlife Federation is to help parents give their kids a little bit less screen time and a little bit more green time. And this is based on science. We know that kids that get to go outside and play and explore in nature have tons of health benefits. They're more physically fit. They're less likely to be nearsighted, less likely to have vitamin D deficiencies. Often with kids that have attention deficit challenges, they do better in the classroom if they get to go outside. So there's a whole body of research that talks about how important this outdoor exploration and play in nature is. And of course, we know that kids that experience nature grow up into adults that know why it's important and want to save it and protect it. And that's an important priority for us at the National Wildlife Federation.
Thank you for that. So what is this? Ask David about the BuzzFeed What Unique Animal Are You quiz. I've seen that before.
I am most excited about for National Wildlife Week this year. You know, every year we kind of pick a different theme. And as we were thinking through it, I was thinking, you know, we think of wildlife and we immediately think of animals from all around the globe. We think of lions and we think of giraffes and we think of pandas. And you know, yet we have such amazing wildlife right here in North America and many species that are very unique and frankly strange that most people have no idea about. And so we're kind of featuring them and highlighting some of those unique American wildlife species. And so we teamed up with BuzzFeed. Now, if you know anything about BuzzFeed, you know their website that is focused on quizzes. And they do all these fun, really, you know, just entertaining quizzes. And so we worked with them to create a Which Wildlife Personality Are You quiz. So you're going to take this quiz, and we're going to tell you which of these unique North American animals you are most like. It's not very scientific, but it's a lot of fun. And hopefully at the end, you'll learn a little bit about those species and be inspired to maybe get involved with us to protect them during National Wildlife Week.
Yes. Why are you asking us to plant a tree if we're talking about wildlife?
Great question. And that's because you don't have wildlife if you don't have plants. And some would argue that plants are included in wildlife. It's not just animals. But, you know, plants are the foundation of habitat. They are the bottom of the food web. So, you know, plants provide food and nesting and shelter for all sorts of wildlife species. So that's one of the actions that we're hoping people will take. I mentioned, you know, committing to get kids outdoors. Another thing that you can do, again, is plant a tree this spring, maybe even this week. You can plant a garden to support pollinators, butterflies. You know, we mentioned that a second ago. And that's another action that we had listed on the National Wildlife Week website, which, by the way, has resources on how to do all of this. We've got really great information. You can put your zip code in and get a list of the best native plants to support butterflies that are found in your zip code. And so, you know, we try to make it easy for people, again, to plant for wildlife, to get their kids connected to nature. The other big thing that we're hoping folks will do this National Wildlife Week is let their voice be heard. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. You can, if you're, you know, more of an advocate, you can join our advocacy efforts and let your elected officials know that, you know, we want to protect wildlife and restore habitat. If that's not your cup of tea, maybe you're more just into sharing information on social media. That's a great way to get involved. Follow all the National Wildlife Federation social media pages and signal boost our messages. You know, it's not the only thing that we hope people will do, but it definitely counts.
I mean, even on, I mean, there are nature-themed gifts that actually will support your Federation's mission.
Absolutely. That's a third kind of bucket of actions we're hoping people will take. You know, let your voice be heard, get connected, and use your time and resources to, you know, to sort of help restore nature. That's the Garden for Wildlife and Kids and Nature stuff. But you can also, if you just want to, like, make a purchase that will, that you know will go to a good cause, you know, we're a nonprofit organization. We run on membership dollars, annual memberships. So join us, and that will help, you know, help us do the work that we're doing. But if you want to get something in return, we also have a fantastic shop site. And every purchase that you make there, and we've got everything from, you know, wildlife-themed apparel, T-shirts and sweatshirts, to birdhouses and nesting boxes and sustainable products, you know, home cleaning products and things like that. Every time you make a purchase there, the proceeds from that go directly to support the programs of the National Wildlife Federation. So not only will you get, you know, good sustainable products, many of which are made in the USA, but you're also supporting our bigger work to protect wildlife for the future.
What else is important to share this particular week, this National Wildlife Week, David?
Well, you know, a lot of the news about wildlife is not great. You know, we're in a wildlife extinction crisis. Here in America, one-third of our wildlife species is at increased risk of extinction in the coming decades. That's 12,000 species that are declining and need help. But I want everybody out there to take that deep breath, go to the National Wildlife Week website, just Google it, you'll find it, and you can get involved turning that around in fun, positive ways. And that's what the BuzzFeed quiz is about and a lot of these opportunities to get involved. So we want people to feel good about wildlife and get engaged and help us make sure that there's a future where wildlife are in it.
All right, I'll ask you the question. Do you have a favorite wildlife critter?
You're going to have to book me for another hour-long interview to answer that because I love them all. I'm particularly fond of amphibians, and I really like gray tree frogs. They're these cool little tree frogs found over much of the eastern half of the U.S., and their skin looks like camouflage. So folks can Google that and find a picture of them. They're really, really neat little animals.
Well, they have feelings too. How's that? So let's keep them protected and celebrate our wildlife. National Wildlife Week does begin today through the 9th. Naturalist you, David Mizjewski, for the good work you do on behalf of the National Wildlife Federation. Again, that website is?
nationalwildlifeweek.nwf.org.
Great. Talk again. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.